Okay, I think we have here, I think it's a beautiful schmooze, I hope. What I find, you know, sometimes when I think it's so beautiful about a schmooze, it's just a little, basically the schmooze is on the little Rashi. I just couldn't put just two lines on the piece of paper, so I put some more things on it. But it's just a two-line Rashi, a simple Rashi. And I think there are three very, very big and nice kedushim from the Rashi. What happens here? You read the parsha. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aaron HaKohen the job of being the Kohen Gadol and bringing the kapara for Klal Yisrael and Yom Kippur. Kippur Ba'ado, Be'ad Beso, Be'ad Kol Klal Yisrael, right? And there's a whole Avodah. And part of the Avodah is to go to Fnai and Fnim into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And what it says here in the Psukim is that before, when Aaron went in to do the Avodah, he had a wear special clothes, meaning that all year, Rashi brings, basically, that all year Aaron wore the Shmoneh Begadim, which were of gold. But here on Yom Kippur, he had to wear Ksoinis Bad. Ksoinis Bad is just a plain linen, I think linen, no? Just a plain cloth garment, much more simple, apparently, than his regular Begadim. It was a special Beged that he wore when he went into the Pnai Nefnim. Okay? Then at the end of the Parsha, it says that it went Vayas Kasher Siva Shemes Moshe, that Aaron did like Moshe said. So Rashi says, what does it mean Kasher Siva Shemes Moshe? Kishke Yom Kippur, I'll say there's that. Meaning this is a different point, that this was told to Moshe after Yom Kippur. This is told in the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach, which is the time when most Bnei Aaron. So this is not told at, you know, Yom Kippur is in a good half a year, whatever, from now. More. So therefore, it's not shot that Aaron did it right away, because he can only do this in Yom Kippur. Aaron's only allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippur. Yavo B'choveis HaKodesh. So he obviously couldn't have done it right away. So Enochinami, so Rashi says he didn't do it right away. Means when Yom Kippur came, whatever it was, 6 months later, every month later, so then Aaron did what Moshe told him. Why does the Torah have to tell us the Yasner? There's an understood question. Rashi, everyone said, is Rashi's bothered by an understood question. Obviously, Vayask, Kshirasiva, obviously, Aaron, it's Tzaddik, of course, he's going to do what Moshe tells him to do. Teretz is, the Haggish Focho Shoharin, Show your love, and he could do it also. And a command came there as a matter. And I said, Moshe, Aaron would do the Avodah like Moshe said. He's not going to go ahead and make up his own ceremony. He's not going to make up his own religion. That's Pashat. Aaron's a tzaddik. Of course, he's going to do Kashat Siva Shemes Moshe. But the Chiddush is that you would, the Pasuk is pointing out that he did it, that not only did he do it exactly right, but he did it with the right in kavanas. When he put on the special garments that you have to wear on Yom Kippur, no, he didn't put it on the gadruso for his godless, but rather because that's what Hashem said, kaim zeres amelch. Okay, so there are three shmuzim. The first shmuz, I'm sure everyone noticed, this is the most typical sabaka shmuz, is that if the Torah goes ahead and prays it, we know who Aaron, we have a whole Torah discussing Aaron. Aaron and Moshe are shkudim, a few places. Yes, no, exactly. So we know Aaron is on this tremendously high level of Kedusha. Now the Torah comes along and they want to praise Aaron. So if they're praising Aaron, that means that had the Torah not written this, we would have thought that Aaron would not have done it. According to our Havana in the gatherings, without this pasuk, we would have had, we would have estimated Aaron's gatherings, we would have thought he would not have done this. And the pasuk is telling us a chiddush, lahagid shvacho, that Aaron is greater than you thought. You thought that you would have thought that, you know, Aaron's going to put on the begadim. He's going to put it on the gadruso. The pasuk's telling you a shvach, right? But obviously, it's only a shvach if it's something that we wouldn't have known otherwise. If, right, you don't say, I'm going to say shvach or Moshe Feinstein. You know what my shvach or Moshe Feinstein is? He knows how to read a pasuk in Taichin in Hebrew. Right? You know that already. You know, it's not a shvach. And shvach means you're telling something that I didn't know that he knew. You know, you tell me that Moshe is a baki baalpeh in Zohar. Oh, that's already a shvach. I didn't know that. I thought it was only a baki baalpeh in Bavli Yishalmi. But if you tell me, oh, Ramosha learned Mesechtas Yevamos, that's not a shvach, right? So if you tell me a shvach of Moshe of Aaron, that means you're telling me a shvach that we would have had a Havamina without this pasuk. Not so. So the obvious shmuz is when you start adding your Kayachatsirs, who are we talking about, right? Aaron HaKohen. When are we talking? Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, not only that the holiest day. Where are we talking? In the Beis HaMikdash. What's Aaron involved in Yom Kippur? He's doing the Avodah, which is the Chaper on Bnei Yisrael. It's his achrayus today. It's such a tremendous pressure to do the Avodah right, to get a kapar on all Klai Yisrael. If he does the Avodah wrong, we know from the in the Yom Kippur davening, that the Kohen Gadol made a tremendous party when he came out, because his life himself is in danger. The Kohen Gadol goes in Ifnai and Ifnim, and he doesn't do everything exactly right, he got killed. So Aaron is working in the Beis HaMikdash. It's time to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim to do the most important Avodah on Yom Kippur, to bring Kapara to all Klai Yisrael, and this is ridiculous. I was gave a high school schmooze and also went off. Probably the same person. Anyway, my mom is, because no one ever calls me on my phone, but okay. Anyway, the Ma'isa, he's going in, right? Yeah, the seer, the biggest tzaddik on the holiest day in the Beis HaMikdash, and not just stam in the Beis HaMikdash, but when he's about, because he doesn't walk around with these special begadim all day. It's only when he's about to go to Fnai and Fnim, so he's about to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, so he puts on, right, because there was no, the Loshen Gedudah is not referring to the regular begotten he, because so fakir, he wore them all year, not on Yom Kippur. You're talking about Yom Kippur also, the word times, he wore the regular begotten when he did the other Avaydas. But we're talking about the special Gedudah that he would feel from these special begotten. So here, Aaron HaKohen, the biggest tzaddik, in the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Kippur, he's putting on these clothes so he can go into the most Kodesh Kedoshim that he can only go once a year, to go ahead and do the Avodah to save Klai Yisrael, to get Kapara. His life's in danger. And he's thinking, looking in the mirror, looks good. What do you say? Nice, huh? Yeah, paid a lot of money for it. Yeah. Like, come on, you know, that's what you're thinking. You know, Aaron's going to put on the clothes and think of Gaiva at a time like this. So, first move is, of course, you see that a human being is a human being, and there's a tremendous taiva, negia for Gaiva can seep its way in, and even at the moment you're standing in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you're doing the Avodah, and all, you know the Achrayis of Klai Yisrael, and you're thinking, you're getting started to think a little gaiva. And that's normal. And forget it, it's a tremendous shvach. Anybody else not Aaron HaKohen? Let's say we've been David HaMelech, I don't know. He's on the Madrega of Aaron HaKohen, right? So if he would have been there, yeah, he would have. Because if it's a shvach for Aaron, it means that it's something, I don't want to say duck, I don't want to say Lashon Aaron duck, but in Pashtus, if it's a shvach for Aaron, that means that someone a little less than Aaron would have been nichsho in this. Just so that the first shmuz is it's pretty beferish, is that apparently this nisayin is very, very difficult. It's not like some people think that tzaddikim, they don't have any negias, they have no taivas. The human being, even when you reach the highest madrega of sitkas, but fort, you're still a human being. You have your negias, you have your taivas, and these negias can seep in, and we find it in many, many places, and it affects people, and it can cause them to do averas, and a person can never feel, what, me? Gaiva, because of my clothes, such stupidity, because of the clothes, I'm going to have a gaiva in the Beis HaMikdash, and Yom Kippur, you don't even think I am a baby. But that you have to realize that's human nature. Okay, that's the first chiddush, that's obvious. I think that was relatively the obvious shmuz. But I want to say two other shmuz that I don't think are so obvious. Second shmuz is, it doesn't... Aaron is the pasuk is telling us lahagid shvachol sha'aron that he didn't put on the clothes that got through, so he didn't feel gaiva. If why doesn't the Torah say, or even Rashi should have said, that he didn't do the avoda for gaiva? If you would have asked me, what's the biggest gaiva here? You're going in, you're the Kohen Gadol, you're putting on, you're doing the avoda that's going to save all Klal Yisrael. So when you're, the gaiva should be that I'm the Kohen Gadol. I'm doing this avoda. This avoda is mechaper al kol Yisrael. It's not the clothes. Clothes is irrelevant. It's not because, ooh, look at me, I'm wearing such a nice suit. It could be because the suit represents that I'm the Kohen Gadol, there's some connection. But the pashas, the gaiva should be nothing to do with the clothes. The gaiva should be straight. Look at the avodah. Look what I'm doing. I'm accomplishing. The president's giving the State of the Union address. Now, the president, whichever one he is, about gaiva. So I'm sure he's having gaiva. So you think he's gaiva because, boy, I put on a real nice suit today. It's gaiva because I'm giving this State of the Union address. Everyone's looking at me. Everyone's listening to me. What I'm accomplishing. Why the havamina that Aaron's gaiva? The Havamina is, I'm not sure, they quote this a Meshe Chochma, maybe it could be, it's not clear that his, in the Malbim too, that they're Gupa asking how Rashi knew that that's Shan the Pasuk, maybe the Pasuk is for the other guy. But even if there's some way that Rashi knew, which I'm not sure, that I don't think that's really what they're asking. So it's like two kashas. How does Rashi know? And even if Rashi had a way of knowing, why would the Torah pick on this point rather than the much more blatant point? The blatant gaiva is, look what I'm accomplishing. Look what I'm doing. Look who I am. What a gaiva with the clothes. So what you see here, I think, a tremendous chiddush. Shiva really once said a similar type of shmuz in the beginning of... I think Bo or Ve'era... forgot where exactly. That the thing is that you see... Sorry. Okay, I don't remember where it was exactly. That you see that the gaiva, there's something special about clothes. Now, there are certain things have a tendency to cause gaiva more than others. It said over there that when Paro would be Mizgoeh, it was because of his powers. It wasn't Mizgoeh because he was a king of Mizraim, because he was the ultimate ruler. Because it says that he went into his powers. There's a Rashi that Paro went into his powers, and that's why he went ahead and he was able to be Mizgoeh and to ignore Hashem Sivui. So there's a certain things, Rashi has said this too, that there's different things. A gaiva is an emotion. Not everything, it's not rational. It's an emotional thing. Certain things have a tendency of bringing out gaiva more than others. The fact that I'm the Kohen Gadol and I'm doing this amazing avoda, and I just saved your life, and I did this tremendous mitzvah, okay, obviously that can also cause gaiva. But there's some kind of difference. I'm wearing a fancy, a special clothes. There's something, clothes is much more personal. It somehow touches on a more, whether gaiva is because it's more gashmi, I don't know, don't have the hesber. But there is something about the gashmiest thing of clothes that a person, for a certain reason, it could be clothes, it probably would be like we talk about a person's car. There are certain gashmiestika things which associate with himself, which bring out the gaiva more than the intellectual. The other thing is like intellectual. Look what I'm accomplishing. I just did this amazing avoda. But it's not tangible. It's not something you point your physical finger to. So the emotion of gaiva is more affected by the tangible, that I'm driving a fancy car, I'm wearing fancy clothes, I'm living in a fancy house. Those have more of a danger in gaiva for that than I'm going up and I'm doing this amazing avoda and I saved all Klal Yisrael, because those are physical. Physical things sometimes have a more of a physical effect on the human, and therefore they're more liable to bring about the gaiva. So what you see, is what you see in Rashi, that what was the danger of Aaron coming to gaiva, it wasn't from the fact that he was doing this most amazing thing in the world, he's saving all Klal Yisrael by doing the avodah. That was not a chiddush. Once we understood Aaron's madrega and sitkas, it's pashut that Aaron would be able to pass that nisayin and he wouldn't have gaiva, right? Someone else would probably have gaiva. I don't deny that's also room for gaiva. But by Aaron HaTzadik, who was such a tremendous tzadik, that wouldn't be a shvach to us to say, if Lo Yitzor, there was no halacha of wearing special clothes on Yom Kippur, and you just went in your regular suit, and you did the avoda, the Torah would not tell us, wow, what a tzaddik Aaron was. I want to tell you a shvach. He didn't have gaiva when he went and did the special avoda. Because, of course, Aaron the tzaddik, of course he's not going to have gaiva that he saved all Klal Yisrael. They did the avoda. But now that there's a new chiddush, a new halacha, that the Torah said that there are special garments for Yom Kippur, no one else in the world gets to wear these garments. Only him. No one else. Then already there's a havamina for gaiva, right? So that's a very important, powerful shmuz, that the clothes, and I say it's probably lav dafka clothes, the car is like your clothes, your house, that's what Rashiva said also, has a tremendous, tremendous danger of causing people's gaiva. Okay. The two chiddushim. Okay, the third shmuz, which I thought was the biggest chiddush, and I thought that was really, is that what clothes are we talking about? We're talking about the special clothes that he wore on Yom Kippur, right? Because that's where he's going to have him, he's going to have gaiva, because he's wearing these special clothes when it comes to Yom Kippur. Now, all year, Moshe Rabbeinu walks around, I mean, not Moshe, Aaron, wears gold clothes when he does the Avodah. Yom Kippur, he gets demoted. He goes ahead, so to speak. He's not demoted. He has to wear sonas bad, which are basically simple, straight linen cloth. And the Maramakom that's quoted here, Rabbeinu Yaina, it's also one day in the Medrash, that the reason, Gufa, why he's supposed to wear these special clothes on Yom Kippur is to make sure he doesn't have gaiva. Because these are humbling clothes. This is like wearing I don't know exactly, but it's like wearing your the tachshitim, that the kitto. You know, it's supposed to be a little bit humbling. It's a simple cloth. It's a simple cloth. It's definitely not like the fancy clothes that the Aaron wears all year. And it says here, Beferish, in the quoted especially from the Rabbeinu Yaina. But we don't have the sefer here in the yeshiva, regretfully. Rabbeinu Yaina, I would tell you. But the Rabbeinu Yaina is a Rishon. He said that the reason why, that's why I had to quote it from the Chiddush Alev rather than inside, but he says the reason why the Aaron wears, Hashem made a tzivoy, that should wear ksonis bad, ki mimnei shayo evi avodas, in the four lines, in other words, he said about the middle there of the Chiddush, the Hazir going gado, he shouldn't be about gaifo. He's chosen of all the who. So the whole purpose of these clothes is to humble him. Why did he wear these special clothes? For your poche big day zombie out of it, he took off his gold clothes. Bishom tiksev out how that if they melt, don't show off in front of the king. So here, the whole reason, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, Hashem tells him to take off your regular fancy schmancy gold clothes and put on simple clothes. So you should learn, make sure that you are humbled when you come inside. And there's a Havamina that the Dafka, right? It doesn't make sense. The Torah gives him a din. The Torah tells him, take off the gold clothes and put on these clothes so that you should have anivis. And Bidavka, because he puts on these clothes, he's coming to Gaiva. It's a stira. It's shver, first of all, it's shver minei yubei. Why should, all year he doesn't feel Gaiva. All year he walks around in gold clothes, he doesn't feel Gaiva. There's a Havamina that he puts on these linen clothes, gonna feel gaiva. So I guess the pshat is that because for it, no one else in the world gets to wear such clothes. This is only for you, only for the Kohen Gadol, only for Yom Kippur. So there's gaiva. I'm the only person in the world that gets to wear these clothes. So even if the clothes are not anything so great, they're not gold, they're just plain, simple cloth clothes. But the fact that no one else in the world gets to wear these clothes, never, ever, even I don't get to wear them, except for Yom Kippur. So this is something special. These are special clothes. So there's special clothes. So there's gaiva, right? It's the uniqueness of the clothes is what causes the gaiva. But adirabba, the clothes are supposed to cause the whole reason the Torah tells you to wear them is to cause humbleness. Don't be such a... Take off your gold. Stop wearing your gold. So what it means is that it's a stira. It is a stira. And pshat is that stiras can exist. Bevasachas. In other words, putting on these clothes is a humbling experience. I'm taking off my gold. Aaron Avinu does the Aveda before he goes Bifnayu Bifnim. He's wearing his gold garments as a Kohen Gadol. Then he has to go Bifnai and Bifnim. He's told you have to take off your gold garments and put on the simple big day bad. That's humbling. I'm taking off my gold. I'm taking off everything. I'm going into Hashem. I can't go in with gold. I have to go ahead and wear because I can't. I'm going to Hashem. I have to just wear simple clothes. But at the same time, there's like different parts of the brain. The same time, the different part of my brain. So one part of my brain is telling me I should be humbled. I have to take off the gold. I have to lower myself. I can't. And another part of my brain is saying, hey, no one else got to wear these clothes except for me. Wow, I'm the greatest. Right? So simultaneously, at the exact same second, the same action that he's doing, he's taking off his gold clothes and putting on these clothes, is causing, likely, it's not for the fact that Aaron was a tzaddik and it didn't, but if Aaron would have been less of a tzaddik, then what would have happened was that taking off his gold clothes, which he did in the middle of the Avodah, middle of the Yom Kippur, Avodah, when he did the first half, whatever, he was wearing his gold clothes, and then he's switching, or later, also at the end, he switches from this back to the gold. So when he goes ahead and he takes off his gold clothes to put on these clothes, so he's thinking to himself, oh, this is a musr to hear, that I can't go ahead and show gaivet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be an anav, can't have the gold, I'm just simple, it's pashtus to Hashem. And at the very same second, there's a chash that because, that just happens to be at the same second, the very same action that's supposed to bring out the anivis also brings out gaiva. And if Aaron wouldn't have been such an amazing anav, he would have felt a tinge of gaiva. How could that be that if it causes anivis, it causes gaiva? No stira. Because the same thing can have two dimensions. On one hand, it's not gold, so it's humbling. On the other hand, no one else is wearing it, so it's bal gaiva. And a person on different parts of his brain is registers different things. So at the same time, I'm getting two opposite messages. I'm getting a message of humbling, which is why the Torah does it, because it does humble the person. And Aaron did feel humbled when he went ahead and took off his gold, because that's the whole purpose of the Torah did it, according to Rabbeinu Yaina. But at the same time, while he's getting the message of being humbled, he also picks up the nuance, hey, I'm the only person in the world that has this. So he gets a gaiva too. So the same thing that's a musar shmuz for anava can also give him the vas achas, a dakas of gaiva. And they would pashtus coexist. He would be walking around with humbleness and more humbleness than before. Had he not taken off these clothes, he would have had more gaiva. Now he has more humbleness, but he also has more gaiva, because the guy gave him something extra. And it's no stira, because it is a stira, but a human being always lives stiras, because that's the human being. He can have a vasacha stiras. Okay. So though there, I think it's you know, from the little teeny Rashi, three very beautiful shmuzes. First shmuz is that even the greatest person on the greatest day in the most holy makom, when in the most beis hamikdash, in the kodesh kedoshim, when he's doing the most important job to get the kapara for Klal Yisrael, he can be distracted with a dakas at least of gaiva, which means that we should never just trust ourselves that what me have, and obviously it's important because he's praised for it. I mean, the pshat is it's something that's valuable not to have gaiva. Which so we surely we that means that we can never trust ourselves when I in the middle of it, I'm gonna have gaiva, I'm doing such an important, you know, whatever, I'm involved in varanship and kedusha, whatever, that we can never trust ourselves. We have to realize that if it was a pashtus by Aaron and it's a shvach that it didn't, then surely it's a pashtus by us. If we would have been in such a situation, we would definitely be having gaiva in some extent. Two, that clothes and similar type of things, we're saying this is not mukhlop, but I'm assuming cars, houses, furniture, say that's what Rosh Yeshiva said over there in the Shmos, are much more susceptible to causing gaiva than other things, even though logically, that I'm the one that's bringing the kapara for all Klal Yisrael, should logically cause much more gaiva, but gaiva is not necessarily logical. It is a certain, it's an emotional, like most taivas are emotional, and therefore there are certain catalysts that bring out gaiva more than others, and clothes is one of those things. And therefore we have to be especially careful in what we wear. A person's dress has a profound effect on him. I mean, people think, you know, in the yeshiva in Chofetz Chaim, we're not so mapping on the dressing from. People think it's because in Chofetz Chaim they don't think that dress has a big deal. It's pumfakert. It's because we hold that dress has such a profound influence that you gotta be careful. You go and it could have you a different effect. But the dress has a major, profound influence on a person, and when you dress somewhat anyway, when you deviate to the right, to the left, whatever you do, any deviation in dress from the norm can have a tremendous, tremendous hashpah on you, much more than other things. I think it's also a very big chiddush. And three, that a person can live in a stira, bevas achas, and the very thing that's done to give you anava, and I'm sure it does give you anava, because it definitely worked by Aaron. Aaron's a tzaddik, and there was no havamina that it's not going to work. But at the same time, bevas achas, it can also give you gaiva, because the person has, you know, split personality, and he has different feelings simultaneously, bevas achas, and you can bevas achas, different parts of your brain register from the same message opposite messages, whether it's, that at the exact same time, and the fact that it's a steer is irrelevant because that's a human being. He can always walk around the world of steers.